crews battling the Stewart Creek 2 wildfire northeast of Fairbanks have made significant progress. But as KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, an evacuation watch for residents of nearby Two Rivers and Pleasant Valley remains in effect. For firefighters, it could be a race against the clock. A warm, dry forecast could bring red flag conditions back to the region by the end of the week.
The sky over Fairbanks is gray, but not from smoke. Clouds and rain have dominated the forecast in the region for the last 24 hours. Richard Hadley is a public information officer with an incident management team assigned to the Stewart Creek 2 fire. He says the weather has helped keep growth of the fire to a minimum.
We got light rain across the whole fire yesterday, which knocked down the fire behavior. And that's now allowing firefighters to get right up on the fire's edge and construct what we call direct line, and that'll minimize the acreage.
Hadley says firefighters have gained control over some of the most critical areas of the fire, where it's burning near homes along Chena Hot Springs Road.
We were able to call area between milepost 24 and 30, where the fires reached the Chena River. We've now called that controlled, so we're now at 15% contained. And the acreage is a little over 82,000 acres.
Officials don't anticipate the fire will grow significantly over the next 2 days, but warm, dry weather could prompt red flag warnings later this week. That has firefighters scrambling to gain an upper hand.
It's going to change dramatically here, so we're going to see the temperatures go up. We're going to see relative humidities drop into the teens, and then strong winds out of the north. Northeast are projected. We're fortunate we have the maximum number of crews in here that we can really utilize. And the next 24 hours, we need to knock out as much of this containment line as we can in advance of changing conditions.
Firefighters from all over the country are battling the blaze, including crews from Maine, Minnesota, and West Virginia. To date, the fire has cost more than $6.5 million. Richard Hadley says much of that comes from fighting it by air.
You know, we've got 12 helicopters operating, as well as all the air tankers, and that's a large cost, and it's been needed on this fire because so much of it was inaccessible. And then when the fire was making those big runs, really the only realistic way to safely fight it was from those air resources.
Hadley says although two injuries have been reported, neither was serious.
They didn't require medical emergencies, and we believe that those firefighters will probably be, you know, back out on the line here within a day or so.
Despite progress, officials say conditions are still serious for residents of Two Rivers and Pleasant Valley. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.